Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Do it a little faster.
You still got it.
It's your girl Shanti.
And it's Antoinette.
And we are
Around the Way Curls.
Join us as we share our unique life experiences,
aka tell all our business,
and explore both the profound and the profane.
Because duality is a thing.
Yes,
hey girl. Welcome everybody. Hi everybody. Did you watch The Simpsons?
Yes.
That's the end of that.
I don't remember that, though, so obviously not that long.
Not very well. Who's your favorite Simpsons character?
Well, Bart was my favorite,
really?
Obviously. Loved Bart.
Do you remember the episode when Michael Jackson was on it?
No.
It's your birthday, Lisa. Happy birthday, Lisa. Yo, that's a classic. You ain't watch The Simpsons. It's okay.
I did, but I don't remember it.
It's all right.
Remember Do the Bartman?
Do the Bartman. How does
that did that go?
I mixed it up with, I conflated that with the Urkel. Do the Urkel.
Wait, I don't even know what the Urkel is, deadass.
Whoa, it's getting crazy over here. What were you doing?
Bartman song. Who did that song? Like, who is responsible for Do the Bartman? Is it Do the Bartman?
Are you making shit up right now?
I think.
You're making it all up. Yo, this is for all my AT aliens.
What the fuck? Why would you stop?
Because I wasn't sure if you were moving forward with your...
I'm trying to do the Bartman. Wait. Taking too long. Yo, hey,
what's happening, dude? It's appropriative and I don't like it. Terrorizing people wherever I go. It's not intentional, just keeping the flow.
Hips and test scores to check the big scores. I feel like this is done by Prince.
In my head, don't be anyway. He like
to
moons
get to the
people
hook
or something? He does something provocative.
Oh my God.
Wait, I gotta know what it is at this point, girl.
It's taking too long.
It'll be all right. Everything's okay. We're all just breathing. I feel like Prince did do this, Antoinette.
I think Prince did this. Because I feel like my dad used to play it. There was a Simpsons vinyl record. I gotta ask my dad. It was a Simpsons vinyl record because I remember seeing it.
No, Brian Lauren did it.
Apologies to Prince. R.I.P. Not quite the same. Sorry, Prince. Okay. Anywho. I apologize to all your AT aliens. Or AT aliens. How does that work?
AT aliens. I'm thinking of going to Atlanta for their Jazz Fest. Guess who's going to be there?
Samira Joy.
I wish. No, it's going to be Andre 3000 twiddling on that flute.
Oh, my God. When is it?
March or May. And I'm. I what I really am.
Wait, March or May? It's a whole month in between.
That's very true. I don't know.
What? Who says? She said that's like October or
February.
What?
May 25th to the 27th.
By Memorial Day, or that's not Memorial Day. What is that?
I want to know
some holiday.
Oh, you're not talking to me. What turns you on?
Can you hear me? Because I'm talking to you, but you won't respond.
But I feel like what you're saying, or I don't know if they're questions or they're little ad libs. So I'm like letting you add your shit, because, and I don't know if like what you're saying is not much to.
Yes,
Memorial Day. It is.
Is it Memorial Day?
I don't know.
I don't think it is. What's the holiday in May?
Mother's Day.
No, there's another one.
What? It's the kickoff to the summer, my nigga. But
it's when everybody does a cookout, Memorial Day.
You're in Atlanta, if you've gone before, is it worth, because this is going to be a heavy lift, okay? Me, one, flying down there, getting the inventory down there, staffing. Is it worth my time? Would you come and see me? I kind of want to do it. So, but I need some data. So please let me know. Don Data, please let me know. Also, I'm very ashamed. Last week, I got some chicken wings, you know. Marinated my chicken a little bit. I'm like, boom, gonna make some fried chicken. I think I'm a John. I think I'm in a movie. I don't know what I was thinking, but I'm in panties and a bra frying chicken, dog.
No. No.
Let me see
the bird marks. I knew it.
My entire chest. And like,
you're lying.
I love my clavicles. Like, I love this part to be revealed in the summertime. It's like, it's a place that gives me a lot of pleasure. And if I have fucking.
Is it really that bad?
It's not that bad, but it's like a pop. So it's like a burn mark here. There's like little pops of burnt skin there. And if this shit stains, what's the word for staining for skin?
Scar?
Yes. If this shit scars, I'm pissed. I'm no more good. And chicken will forever. Why would I do that? And the thing is, God spoke to me like, girl, you need to put on a whole hazmat outfit. Like, what do you think you're doing? I was like, I'm in a movie. And I burnt the shit, screamed. Jolie was like, are you okay? Terrible.
How was the chicken?
Well, I refuse to buy.
Chicken wasn't even good.
I refuse to buy vegetable oil or like straight up lard, like oil that can burn at high heat. So I'm like, I'm going to get some sunflower oil. Sunflower oil is still not a high enough temperature. It eventually smokes. It does not work. And I knew that, but I forgot because I wanted chicken so bad. So it was kind of a shit show.
but I forgot.
I made really good cabbage, though. Shout out to Amanda. Amanda was somebody that taught me how to make cabbage.
How you make your cabbage?
So in my cabbage, I do garlic.
Stop touching stuff. You're being loud.
Garlic and onions, right?
Okay.
I do.
What kind of onion?
Like a yellow onion. I don't do a red onion. Okay. I do like a yellow onion. You put your black people of fucking powders, garlic. Seasoning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do the seasoning. I add a little bit of thyme because I've been looking for
fresh
Jamaican.
Thyme?
Fresh thyme. I add a twig of thyme. Mm-hmm. I add chicken stock. And Amanda's secret, I add a tablespoon of sugar to it.
Of course, Amanda adds sugar.
I think she says vinegar too, but I didn't put any vinegar in it. And then you just put it in a little bit of liquid. You don't want it in a lot of liquid. You actually need in a little bit of liquid, salt, pepper.
To steam.
It was bussing. It was delicious. And what's it called? Stewed tomatoes. Just a tiny bit. I put a smoked turkey neck in there as well.
No lie.
I did.
Don't.
I put a smoked
don't
turkey.
Don't leave out that meat there, not good.
I did in this one. Normally I don't, but I did. I have some frozen ones in there. I threw that shit in there. It was good. It was good, but it's not worth the scarring on my breasticles. Not that anybody's going to see them. So
stop.
I hate this.
Oh, no.
How
do you hate?
Long is this going to be? I'm going to go out there and get mine. You know what I mean? Like, why not?
Why
for
not?
Real? Why not?
We have some candidates for you.
Huh? We don't.
Huh?
I
you
don't.
Can't come up here and get coffee with nobody?
Ha! I could. I might could do it.
You
I
might could.
Should do it. They got nice tasting coffee too, Chad. I respect good taste in coffee.
Tricky.
You know they say I look like coffee.
Shut up. That's the name of the episode. You're on 1,000. You know they say I look like
I look like a little cafe con leche.
Who says that? Who says it? Tell me now. Are you real? Who says it?
Cafe con leche.
Who says that to you? Who's
I they? Am the color of cafe. I am most people's coffee
you
choice.
Say that. You say that. Nobody says that. Why would you say other people said that?
To add a little razzle-dazzle, a little provocation.
You know what's getting on my nerves is that I can't even see your eyes because you got that fucking hat. So
I'm like Tool Man Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Remember Wilson and
Tim the Tool Man Taylor?
I'm Wilson. He used to be giving mad advice. He used to be talking that good shit. Oh,
God. Yo, you are something is wrong with you. I don't have any updates. Just because this, I can't follow. I need to go first. I can't follow your updates. I can't. I really do want to see you get yours, coffee. Though, girl.
Mm-hmm. It's scary out here. It's a lot of syphilis.
Grind it.
It's a lot of get soft. It's a lot of sex.
Get the beans. Grind the beans. Let me see that circular motion. Let me see from last week.
Y'all remember was that from last week? He's doing the frog. He's doing the one leg frog. He had his leg up with his legs cocked. He crazy.
Somebody tweeted us and was like, can you please tell? I just want Right Away Curls to know that circular motion definitely feels good. I said,
excuse me. Not us, just. I'm going to tell somebody, coffee. I'm like, can you do that? I got to see something.
I think that Coffee Man would absolutely love for you to give a command. No?
Maybe.
Why maybe?
It could happen. I might have to at this point.
Stop.
I have to I know, but it's not the same. I have to tap. I've been having a great girl. I figured it out, girl.
Ooh,
I figured it out. When as well as a way. God whispers in your ear when you ask.
Yeah.
please help me. I'm confused. And then it just comes to you.
That meme you said, hey, whoever has my voodoo doll, please figure it. That shit had me gone. And then for your caption to be, my.
How the tables turn.
How the tables have turned.
I think nobody else could get that but you. Nobody else really got it. One person did. They're like, Shanti's in heat. Help. Poor child. Poor girl. That's what they said. Shanti's in heat.
Shanti is in heat. She said, my, how the tables. Yo, the way I screamed at those memes. Oh my God. Good job by you. Excellent work.
It was the hell one that had me going, boy. Oh, that had me.
The hell Ooh. One I didn't get. No, this one had me going. Cause I feel like this is the type of shit that I do with y'all. Get on my weirdness out before I
see him. I wanna impress. He's awesome. He's awesome.
Me when I'm talking about somebody I like, I'd be like, woo. Oh, anyway, I'm sorry. Those are my updates. The memes made me really happy. Good. And then I think, you know what, the last update is that you get on my nerves a little bit, because the way that you've been single for how long?
Huh?
It ain't even been a year yet.
Yes, it is. It's a year today. Not today. Right. I just lied. But it is a year. In March it happened, child.
That happened in March?
Yeah, it's been a year. I'm holding.
Did you tell me right away or did we wait?
No, I told you. I probably told you. So I probably did like you do and probably
you
waited.
Definitely
a week,
lied.
No more than a week. No more than a couple days.
He was like, we might could get back together, so I'm gonna hold it.
Yeah, let me review.
Let me not tell you.
Calm down. Let me not jump the gun. Let me not overextend.
Can't tell these girls that we broke up one more time. Wait a minute.
Because they're going to be sympathizing. I'm going to have to talk shit.
Right.
Then I have to
retract. We like, fuck him, girl. Hold on. We back. Okay.
No, we good. I just, okay, why would you be mad at him? I'll get it. What y'all mad?
Why y'all mad? Everything that I said, don't even worry about that no more.
No, it's good.
That's not real. That's not real. We good.
I was exaggerating.
No,
I did.
You know, I was mad.
I kept it in my pocket and I was like, wait a minute, this shit real. Yay. Fuck it, isn't it? Shout out to
That's
you.
That's not
sweet
funny.
Being.
I'm not laughing.
I love you to this day, you sweet being, even though we ain't making
it. You did make
it. We were statistic.
No, you weren't.
I'm a statistic.
No, you're not.
I am. I am a statistic. Oh,
Shanti at the top of this episode. Shanti. That's not funny.
I need a therapist.
No, you look like coffee. You keep saying,
girl, you coffee con leche, girl.
Don't say that. Mm-hmm. You just upset me.
It's all right.
All right.
I'm accepting and enduring. That's all you can do.
No, listen.
What you gonna say? Think about it. Come on, girl. She was moving too fast. She was like, listen, but she didn't have a follow-up. Listen, wait a minute, girl. No. Don't say that.
I was trying to say some fire inspirational shit. I said,
I ain't got it in me.
Nothing. Listen, no, for real.
I'm okay. I'm holding on. The girl just needs some affection.
To be held on to real quick. Something to hold on. I know, girl. I've been there.
Hold on to.
Maybe. No, I think I gave you my solution.
Yeah, that's it. That's the ace in the pocket.
Yeah, that's the big joker. Pull it out where you need it. Quick. Got him. And then you go, just go, and perfect scenario.
I need to change my whole way of being. We're getting to this anyway. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead. All right.
I don't have updates.
Oh, okay.
My update is that I want you to get whatever it is that you need. You let me know how I can help assist in that. Because I've been there, girl. I seen you. And I would like to apologize to you. I would like to apologize to you because this was supposed to be our hot girl summer.
Mm. You fucked it
we
up.
We were supposed to be out here for the first time. Together. Single. Together. Like, ew. We outside, a runaway curls outside. And I messed things up.
Jesus said not
tricky.
Today.
It's okay.
I'm
but
happy
I've been
for you. Girl, I'm
there.
It's okay. Who am I got Amanda.
Yes, you do.
I got Amanda and the rest of these. Yeah.
They're not single.
I want to apologize to Risa Tisa. Tisa Risa. Can't remember. But I did watch her interview on Good Day America. And I have a lot of compassion for that woman. She has been representing herself, defending herself, holding herself accountable in ways that are really beautiful. Not beautiful. That's not the word. But like really respectable. And relatable, most importantly. So I just want to publicly apologize for any way that I have dismissed that woman out of my ignorance. And I wish her the best. And I hope she's getting all her coins.
She is. She just signed to a production company. Shout out to her. I'm excited for her.
It don't. The coins don't heal the pain, though. And that's...
Not at all. I would also like to say... Charlamagne apologized.
For real, for real this time?
Zero. His apology was terrible. Well, his apology was basically, I'm sorry if I did something and, you know, I disturbed that woman's peace, but, you know, you put yourself out on social media. Basically, people are going to harm people on social media. Doesn't excuse the harm. So whatever. He's still got some growing to do. But
we all.
I would also too like to apologize to Risa Tisa or Tisa Risa. I can't remember either. That is, I'm not trying to be smart.
And that's true.
But truly, good job by her. I still think she dragged. She dragged that story though. That story could have been.
She did what she had to do.
That story could have been truncated. But she did it smart because now she got everybody. Mm-hmm. Involved, and CNN. I'm like, good she ain't America. Stupid. Robin Roberts, Tamron Hall.
Come on.
Go ahead, girl. So I'm happy for her, and I'm wishing her the best. She better win. All right. Please rate, subscribe, and share Around the Way Curls. It helps us so much. You're really just getting the people going. You're talking about this podcast, sharing the good word with your friends, with your enemies, with your family. Mm. And we invite them all here at Around the Way Curls. There's something for everyone here. Mm-hmm. Duality is a thing.
Yes.
We are not a monolith.
Come on.
Come on through with the come through. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell people about Patreon, Queen?
If you'd like to see us in person, if you'd like to see our outfits, facial expressions, our interactions, it only enriches this audio experience. It only brings context to some of the things in which we reference that only you could understand if your eyes were upon us. And that's what God wants, is that you see everything holistically and not in myopic, narrow perspectives. And so please consider being our patron on Patreon. It's a subscription-based membership tiered to fit your budget, your generosity, and it helps us to grow and to continue this operation and to fulfill our dream. Patreon. Somebody said we're not adding the extra W. It's www dot. And I had just been saying www dot.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. for years. www.patreon.com/AroundTheWayCurls
Three W's.
You know what it is. Y'all know how the internet works. Stop playing.
You're not real.
All right. Crazy.
Voicemails. Let's get into it.
Hey, I'm calling because I'm listening to the most recent episode and y'all are talking about Aaron Bushnell. And I think that it's worth more of a discussion. Like, I think the things that I'm hearing the most are when talking about him, how the police had their guns pointed at him and, you know, like, that it's being covered up as to why he did it in the media and all of that. Those are important takeaways, but I don't think enough people are talking about the overall impact of what he did and how it affects Palestinian people. So in a way, I do feel like it takes away from that conversation. You know, it's just like, what is the long-term impact of his actions? And is this something that's just going to be sensationalized? Or, you know, how are we moving forward with knowing that he did what he did? Is it inspiring more people? You know, like, it just feels kind of like, okay, he did it. And, you know, respect to him that that's the route he wanted to take. You know, everybody is going to have their own form of protest. That's not for anyone to, you know, dictate. But I also think that a lot of people are getting caught up in, like, all of the, just small things that, you know, like, oh, is it suicide? And just like you always saying, like, people being mad about others, people saying rest in power. Like, we're just focused on the wrong things here. And I think that is just the issue overall, especially with the media. And so I would just encourage more people to really just dive deep into why that something like that is necessary. And also, is it more impactful? Could it have been more impactful for him to still be here, still protesting in other ways? This is a really interesting topic, and I feel like we're not talking about the right things. Anyway, I love the show. Thanks. Bye.
Those are all very important questions, I think. And I think, again, in our earlier episode, what is being asked is to cease fire, is to stop the, just stop the continued killing and military operations of Israel, and to figure out another way, period. And I feel like that request is being overshadowed by a lot of politics, and I think that's all he was trying to, again, was to disrupt and to bring people's awareness to what is being asked, what other things are possible. And I don't know that the popular media is able to have those kind of conversations. I don't know. It is a very, not dramatic, it is a very radical thing that he did. And it takes a lot. It's not a normal thing to do either. So I think people are also processing that as well. And, like, just the, yeah. Words, just yeah. Like words.
No. I think that it's extreme what extreme. He did. It's radical and it's extreme.
Yeah, that's a
good right? word. Because it's so final. And I think when I first saw it, I questioned if he was, you know, completely okay, if there were other things going on. But then I didn't when I read his rationale, and you know, that's a choice that he made. I understand that people don't want it to be sensationalized and glorified and romanticized and encourage more people to do something like that, right? I understand that because we don't want like extremism in that sense to be born, or do we? I don't know. Some people will say that's what's happening over there is just as extreme, mm-hmm. like the genocide of yeah. these people.
Yeah.
And literally we're seeing children starve to death, bones, as like just malnourished, just left to nothing. And so I don't know. I don't want to see people unaliving themselves so that other people can live. But I also hesitate to cast judgment on Aaron and the choice that Aaron made. I also, when we're talking about the wrong things, I don't know who we is, because I feel like you and I are engaging in conversation that keeps us on, hopefully, yeah, to the best of our ability, keeps us on the right path, keeps us on topic, and you know, we're sticking to that quite intentionally. So I just hope other people are talking, and I think that's exactly why Aaron did what he did. And I think with this news cycle, how the news cycle is just constantly changing, it's already in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Which is just crazy.
So it feels like.
Yeah. Just done. Washed our hands.
What was it for? Right. And I hold space for that as well. But I still say, you know, rest in power. It's interesting. I saw someone say, what's the difference between what he did and what extremists do when they, you know, if they're suicide bombers mm-hmm. or stuff. And I was like, well, suicide bombers kill other people as well. Mm-hmm. He didn't do that.
It's the most it's a nonviolent form of protest, but it isn't, because it's still very violent. But it isn't.
Right.
Duality. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right. Next up, familiar voice.
Hey ladies, how y'all doing? Good evening, afternoon, whenever y'all are recording this. It's Leo, of course, as y'all know. Hope everybody been all right. I've been busy with work, so I haven't been listening to my podcast as much, but I am catching up. And also, I wanted to announce that my book club is finally coming back. So for any of the listeners that were asking about it, or news for men in their life, males in their life that we're interested in, this is a community where they can learn more, grow more, and invest in themselves more. Just come have a good time with the men once a week, and the males once a week. Tell them pull up. Give them the flyer. The flyer is on my Instagram at Mind of McAfee Jr. on Instagram. Go follow the page. Go learn something. Go pick something up. Spread the message. We talk a lot about how patriarchy affects women and every other group, but in my book club, we're going to talk about how patriarchy affects men, how we need to unpack and dismantle, and just try to be better for ourselves before we can do that for anybody else. And just a disclaimer: I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. I'm not. All I am is a person who grew up with love and community, and continues to foster that environment for myself and those around me. And I want to continue to do that for people that may not necessarily be in Texas. I live in Texas, so hence why the book club this time is virtual. So up the page, follow me, contact me, have a conversation. And even if you don't wanna join and read, at least come and pull up and learn something.
So that was Leo. We had Leo on as a guest, and he was a fan favorite. And so, yes, his book club is Love It Maine, A Voyage to Manhood. It's a virtual men's book club. The current book is A Will to Change by Bell Hooks. It begins the week of March 25th, followed by 5 weekly sessions. Ages 18 and up can join. And I'm just looking to see where he actually posted the virtual link. But if I don't find it here, here we go. If I don't find it here, then here we go. You can go to Mind of McAfee. It's MindofMcAfeeJr. Jr. on his Instagram, and he has all the information there. So I'll ask him for the actual link and we can add it to the episode description. Okay. All right. And our final voicemails. It's right here.
First off, I can't believe I'm doing this. Hi guys. My name is Michelle, calling from the Bay Area, Fairfield, California. Just wanted to say that I love you guys. I appreciate your podcast so, so much. Shanti, you are just everything. Like, you're funny, you're beautiful, you're sweet. Antoinette, you as well. I feel like listening to you ladies, I can hear myself and I see myself. You guys give me hope for my 30s. I'm 32, will be 33 in August. And I just feel like y'all just give me hope. And Antoinette, please let us know that you are dating. Like, we can see it. And I am so happy for you. And I want to lift you up and let the girlies know what you did. Or not even what you did, but let us know your tools. Let us know your tools and what you did, how you were preparing yourself to welcome this new relationship, how you called him in. I feel like I'm saying a lot, and I hate that. But if you can just give us advice on how you called in this new relationship, that would be great, because I am looking for that. Whatever the joy it is that you have going on, not saying that he or she, I don't know, that he is, they are, excuse me, the reason for your new happiness, but give the girly some tips, Antoinette. And again, I love you ladies. Please don't ever break up. I need y'all. And thank you. Bye.
So Shanti is my longest relationship, and we are going steady. We go together and it's going pretty well. We've been working through a lot. No, you know.
Girl, drop them gems, them diamonds, them pearls, rubies.
I don't even know. I honestly, yes, I started seeing someone, even talking about it makes me nervous, because it feels like I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to mess anything up.
No,
it's not. You know what it was? I stopped prioritizing it. And you know what it was? You taught me this. You kept talking about how do you want to feel, and so I stopped writing down what I wanted and more about how I wanted to feel and how I wanted to be treated.
Yeah,
but really more like how I wanted to feel and what I needed, and the less I focused on a partner, the better off I think I was, where I was like, I want to feel supported, I want to feel honored, I want to feel ease. I want to feel excited. I want to feel comfort. I want to feel safe. You know, all the things. It's like, okay, this is what I want to feel. I want to feel like this. And I think I said this. I have my altar. I bought some bay candles from the Sable Collective. I ain't lying. Ask Shanti.
Consistently. How many times them things were lit. Every time I went over there flickering.
I definitely did. I called that in, and I thought a lot about Jasmine's mom, Miss Pam, and a lot about how she had to this day, I don't know any relationship that was healthier and more beautiful than Miss Pam and Mr. Don. In my life, something that I could reach out and grab, they were just like so in love and so supportive of one another. And so I had her little face at my altar, and I remember her saying, finally, one day I just looked up and was like, I'm so sick of being treated bad. Like, why am I not going where the love is? And Mr. Don was in her life, and she was like, this man.
Go where the love is.
Yeah. And ooh. So I started to really think about that and really ready myself for people to exit my life who no longer needed to be there, who were taking up space.
Fucking testimony.
And you were there for that. Were you there for that or not?
Yes.
You were there for me being like, this is never going to be what I thought it would be, or what maybe one time I hoped, or this is just not serving me.
Mm-mm.
And being honest about that and being okay with the repercussions of that honesty, or trying to be as okay as possible. And as soon as there was space and courage. As soon as there was space and courage to be like, oh, I'm curious about this person. Mm-hmm. I was not pursued. I was very much interested. And I think I made that clear. And I went towards him, and he came towards me. Which is not my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But I it was not somebody that sought me out to be like, oh, I'm trying to holla at all. It was just like very great conversation. I was like, And then that was that. Stepped outside of my comfort zone, consulted my girlfriends every step of the way, and didn't shy away from being treated well. Because it's very easy to do rejected. That.
I think that's a very important thing.
Yeah, facing possible rejection. Like, I definitely, in the little steps that I took, I would throw my phone across the room and freak out. You know, and freak out. But also, like, when things started to fall into place, I think I didn't shy away from feeling good, because it was a new feeling. And I didn't shy away from that. And I can't, I think even now I'm still processing it. I'm still processing what it is to be like honored and like cherished. And I don't think that I've really felt like that. It's been what I'm used to is this kind of evasive, mysterious human in my life who I can't quite pin down, but it's exciting and I'm, you know, proving myself and jumping through hoops, and this just feels easy. And that can be scary. That could feel like, is this right? Is this exciting? Is this this? Is this that? And it's like, no, it's easy because it's good and healthy.
And good for your immune system, but we could talk about it another time, but I was listening to a podcast talking about falling in love in the early stages is really stressful for your body. Like, it is actually toxic for your body. It's unsustainable. If you were feeling the stresses that your body feels and those initial like butterflies, your body wouldn't be able to sustain it. And it has to, like, once that's played out, like the ground of coupling and security and like, oh, we're locked in is actually like when it begins, and the body's like, good. It's like good. It's like homeostasis.
I don't know.
Science.
It took from the first time we were actively in it, sharing space together. It took about 2 weeks to just settle right on in. That nervous energy shit was out the window. It was like, oh, what's up? Okay. We here now. So it's a beautiful thing.
Well,
I'm going to protect it by all means necessary. So that's as much as y'all motherfuckers getting out of me.
Yep.
Exactly. But thank you for the call. And I know y'all are very sweet. I hear so many DMs and so many people like, girl, what's going on? We hear a difference. What's going on? Where you at? Who are you with? And I'm like, shh. Anyway, we ain't take a break. Let's take a break. Can you please sing something very romantic? I'm in a romantic what? Mood just based off of that. Like, sing it in a romantic. Not a swing.
Messages will be.
As someone that has textured and curly hair, I am so excited to share Clairol Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for us, the curly coily girls. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving your curls and your shine. Do y'all know about Clairol Textures and Tones? Because guess what? You finna learn something today. They give you brilliant color and moisture with zero ammonia. Okay? That is almost unheard of. It's quick. It's easy to use. There are 12, count that, 12 new upgraded texture-loving shades just for us. We can feel proud to be able to transform our hair and ourselves right at home. Girls, this is going to save us a lot of time and money. So remember, it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it's so me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Be right back.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe I'm 50 minutes in. That's crazy.
Yo. And we're back. So this is a topic that I didn't quite know how to get into. And Shakti put together some questions and we're going to try to work off of that. But this is what I was alluding to on last week's episode that I've been sitting with and I've been trying to make sense of in my head and reconcile in my head. And over the past, I want to say 3 or 4 months, maybe a little more. People have been exiting my life. People and things have been exiting my life. And I've, for the first time, had to like be okay with that instead of like chasing and trying to contort myself to keep them, to keep what is familiar, to appease them, to whatever, right? And I think that the people and the things that have left my life have all been for a reason, right? It's been uncomfortable, but it's been necessary, I feel. But in them leaving my life, something is bothering me. Mm. And it is, of course, them leaving, right? And the relationship not being what it was, but also the narrative around it, right? I found myself getting caught up in what they think about me, right? What narrative they're running with in their head, who I am to them, and also what other people will think. Who we've shared space with, right? And it's really bothered me, mm-hmm, quite a bit.
Yeah.
And So I sat with that and I was thinking about, like, even you see, like, when podcasts end, when business relationship end, I'm looking at Desus and Mero, you know, like, it was interesting how Mero came out and had his understanding of what happened. And Desus, like, just posted on Twitter, like, a cap and kept it pushing. And I was like, wow, I would have found it very hard to not be like, actually, this is what really happened. And like, speak my truth. Yeah. Here are the receipts. And you know I got them, uh-huh. Right? Because I'm crazy. And even in with you, you had someone where a relationship ended and she kind of went online and blacked out a little bit and looked, ran amok. And the girls were ready, locked and loaded, ready to blast her on all the social medias, ready to go at it. And you were like, no, that's not really how I want to handle this. People can think whatever they want. That's not my business. And I remember feeling like you weren't sticking up for yourself in that moment. And then now I step away and I look back at that and I am so happy that that's how you chose to carry it, because no one's speaking about it. It's not going on. I know that for you, you didn't care about that person anymore. Like, truly, it's not your business. You're like, okay, girl, bye. But when it comes to very personal relationships,
yep.
Right? With people who you loved, people who you were very close to, with a business that you put your blood, sweat, and tears into, and all of the narratives, right, online are that you're the bad guy. Like, imagine if that's happening. I'm not saying that that's happening, but there's examples of this, right? I just find myself like, ooh, and I find myself giving this advice to people too. You know, don't say anything. Just keep on rising. Just keep on talking about all the amazing things you're doing. Keep on pushing. Like, I say that kind of shit all the time in my life. Oh, don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. Because it's always nonsense online. That is so fucking hard to do. That is so hard to do. And so my Shaolin Shanti, what's your name? Shaolin. I need your help.
The girl.
I need your help in
pray for peace or prove your point. What team are you?
Yeah, but it's not just prove your point, right? It's like I think there's multiple things here, right? One thing is, like, I don't want people going around with a different narrative of who I am.
But they already...
of what really went down. Mm-hmm. Of what really went down. Mm-hmm. Because part of me is still protecting folks from their own truth. Where if I did decide to be like, this is what actually went down, that turns into a whole other thing.
I think it's audacious to think that you know all the truths of what really went down in the first place.
Because
you don't. You're not.
Not all of them, but you know what I'm talking about. And you know that for me, and a particular human, there is a truth that kind I'm keeping.
Of. There is, but there's also some other things that you just have zero information about.
But I'm talking about when it comes to me. When it comes to who am.
You have your truth, but then this other person, mm-hmm. there's three stories. Mm-hmm. What is it? There's three stories to every...
Three truths. Three your truth. To- their the truth and then the truth. One in the middle. Yeah.
That you just don't have any access to. And I think that's the part that I honor. Is like there's this like I have this thing that happened to me
mm-hmm.
that I am perceiving to be true. Then I have this, you know, my idea of what this other person's done. But then there's this other unknown that mm-hmm. you have to honor, because it's like what I don't know it.
I don't know it. But at the same time, that leaves for a lot of passivity and injustice in a lot of ways. And I can acknowledge that. And it's like, I want to keep it micro and not so macro, right? Because there's all mm-hmm. these, there's two, you know, again, we're going to, you know, Palestine and Israel in this moment, you know, mm-hmm, this thing's mm-hmm. like, oh, there's these two truths. Like,
yeah, I'm not talking about
that. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about our own wrestling. And I think at the root of it is like, is ego for me. That's yeah, my interpretation of it is like, at the root of it, I'm not really wrestling with another person's perception of me. I'm wrestling with my ego and the fact that I want to defend myself and to uphold a narrative that feels comfortable or true to me, which I directly connect to like an ego. So I guess my question is, what is at the root of what you're trying to defend for yourself?
Yeah, I think it varies in the different scenarios. The one that I'm thinking about the most is just, yeah, yeah, I guess it is ego, but it's also, it's ego.
What's ego? It's, like, what, if you had to name it, what is at the root?
I don't.
What would you say? It's innocence. It's ignorance. It's victim. It's violation.
No.
What is
the root? I think it's an acknowledgement, because it's like, this person is treating me as if I did something wrong to them, as if I harmed them, and I didn't. I just made space for something in someone else. And in their mind, they are creating this thing, this narrative that I deserve to be shunned and cut off and blocked, and this, and it's just like, what? And it feels like such a violation and a dishonor of our relationship, of our friendship. And I think the frustration is also like, why can't you take accountability for the fact that what you're feeling, it doesn't have shit to do with me. It has everything to do with you. I'm just living my life. Mm. And I think the frustration is that I know there's a lot of mutual friends or whatever people in our lives. And I know that, you know, I'll be questioned. I know that it's going to be like, oh, well, what's up with it? Like, why I ain't seen? And it's just like,
you have to manage that.
What do I say? Yeah. I have to manage that, and I also have to protect that person.
Do you?
In a way. Well, I don't know how to respond. If I respond like hella truthfully, then it doesn't protect them. It exposes them in a way that I don't even want. So it's just weird. And so it's almost like I have to be okay with a narrative that is untrue. Unless I turn into like this kind of, to me, a bad guy that's giving more information than is necessary. And it's like I'm caught in between that of like, I guess people just have to think what they think. And I hate that. That's where the ego comes in. Okay. I hate the idea of anyone controlling a narrative about me that I feel like is not true. It's partly why I get upset. I don't know. I could get upset when people, you know, I go on Lipstick Alley I've fucking read some stuff on there before that I've talked about on here that was like, oh my God, what? This is what people are saying? Mm-hmm. And there's an urge to defend. And I'm like, it's not even worth it on here. So these people have no life.
For you, for me, it's an urge to be like, maybe that's true. What am I doing that's, it's just so interesting.
Oh yeah, of course. That No. There's definitely a thing there too. It's like, oh God, why are they thinking that? Because I brought it to you and was like, do you feel like this? Mm-hmm. You know, like, and asked you, of course. But then there's certain things on there that's just wildly untrue. Mm-hmm. Where like they posted pictures of my friends said that I'm trying to break them up. And I'm mm-hmm. like, what? Like, how do I not? I want to respond to that. Like, first of all, I'm going to their fucking wedding. What are you even talking about? You know, like weird stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, so you have these interpersonal things, right? Where two close people go their separate ways. And everybody kind of, the people that are caught up in it, the friends, the associates, they kind of think what they think, right? And that makes me uncomfortable. And then you have this scenario, right, where I understand what you're saying. You got to deal with your own ego. You got to let certain shit go. People are going to think what they think. That's none of your business, right? But then you have the other stuff where, like, you actually see untruths. Where, like, I have a friend, and I have multiple friends. I mean, we have Jasmine, we have people in our life, Jade, we got Mandy, we got all kinds of people in our lives who have large-ass platforms, Crystal, Fury, all Fran, where you'll see narratives about them, and it's like, what? That couldn't be further from the truth. It will bother them. I've heard them talk about it. And sometimes, you know, people clap back. Some of my friends will go at you. Others will not. And it's like, well, when do you do that? How do you know when to do it? Is it a part of like your brand that, oh, this one claps back? Or is it a part of, you know what I mean? Like, how do you determine when it's time to protect your... This is so annoying, that thing in the screen. Mm. To protect your reputation.
I think it has
to...
I think it's when you have to weigh what's really at stake. What are you really defending in this moment? You know what I mean? If it's fucking up...
And if it's your ego, it's not worth it.
If it's your ego, then that's something that you have to deal with. But if it's like, this is now obstructing opportunities, this is now but even then it gets really crazy. But I think that's when you have to like react to it. Otherwise you quickly become absorbed into and mirror that kind of energy, you know, it eats you up. It like takes you in and you lose control. And then it doesn't become you defending yourself. It just becomes like a, you know, chatter. And we see it all the time. We see it all the time on the internet when somebody quote unquote is defending themselves. And then it just becomes this back and forth where everybody look kind of crazy. Everybody looking at it is just kind of like, what y'all doing? What is this? I feel like taking the higher road? I don't know. I feel like especially when it comes to it in your, there's like the collective where you feel like you have to defend yourself, which I think is the least important and the least risky, right? It's because similarly to what you just said, it's going to go away quickly. It's like, it's just part of the news and the cycle. And it's like, boom, it's going to go away. 4 months from now, 6 months from now, we're not going to talk about Diddy anymore. It's going to be old news, right? But in your personal lives, in your particular situation, you have a decision to make about truth in a way. Right? So that when people do approach you about this, you can be completely honest. You can. Mm. You have that choice to relieve yourself of the burden of continuing someone else's lie if you know it to be mm-hmm. a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires you to reveal yourself and your accountability in it as well, if there is any. And it's just like, this is it. I'm 10 toes down. Yeah. This is what happened. This is what the situation is now. And you like, you stand in it and reap the consequences of it, if there are any. And you don't have to manage the consequences for somebody else either. It's just like,
you know what I just realized in that? In you saying that, what came up is they'll be so mad at me.
Right. Which is like, yeah, so that's what you have. That's where I guess what I'm trying to get at is, what is it that you're really trying to defend or honor? What are you defending really? Mm. What are you honoring really? Is it the truth? Or is it people's perception of you? Because if it's truth with what you know to be the capital T, it's like, bro, this is girl, sis, y'all, this is what happened, boom, all y'all can live with how you want to perceive it, it's not my business, but this is A, B, and C, this is what happened. But otherwise it's kind of like I think you have to be honest about what your deep truth is in defending your truth in this.
Mm. It's people's perception
of you and that person, and mostly also that person as well.
Me. And not just people's, theirs specifically. It's also like, I don't want to be the person that blows up the spot and then I am somehow bad. It what's frustrating me is that I still feel obligated to protect. Be good to this person, to protect that
be
person.
Be good. The fact that you conflated to be good. Being good with protection is an opportunity for you to sit with your work, I think. That I'm going to play this because do I have it saved properly? I think
you're playing a clip.
Yeah, I think that he, and hopefully you can hear this.
You feel like you're stuck anywhere. There's only one rule. There's only one thing you only have to surrender. The payoff you're getting from whatever positionality you're stuck in. You don't have to let go of hating people, being afraid. All right, so it's the pleasure, gratification, and satisfaction that you get out of that position. That's what you're stuck on. So you understand? You still hate your mother-in-law. What you're stuck on is not your mother-in-law and not your hatred. What you're stuck on is that you get a satisfaction and a pleasure, like sort of a vengeful. Yeah. You only have to let go whatever payoff you're getting. That payoff is an energy. And once you identify it, you'll see it come up. Every negative thing that's holding you back from enlightenment is due to the payoff that you're getting secretly from the ego. You say, oh, I don't get anything. Payoff. Oh, yes, you do. Each one of these negative feelings is hooked in with others.
Do you get that? Did you hear what he said? He's kind of mumbling, a little belligerent sounding. Yeah. But basically what he's saying is that...
Send me that, please, so I can get it to Monty. Go ahead.
The ego is also connected to addictions that we have, right? And addictions are connected to pleasure. There's something that you're feeding. There's a narrative somewhere that you're...
To be likable.
That you're addicted to, right?
Yeah.
That you keep fueling, or you keep finding, you keep playing out in these quote unquote negative interactions with other people or other situations. And so what I try to do, and I often do it in a perverse way of completely avoiding it or being too passive, but is to take it into what is it that is my responsibility in this? What is it that I am addicted to, or not less than addicted to? I think the deeper thing is, what is the deeper wound that this is feels familiar and feels comfortable to me, that I find a weird safety in, or I think familiarity is a better word than safety. Is like, oh, this feels familiar. This person is, you know, I'm able to, I'm locked in a particular way. And
yeah, what is that cycle?
What is that cycle, and how do I let go of it? And I think, especially,
you know what, I'm so sorry. It just dawned on me. It's like, this thing about being likable, being good, is something that I was taught when I was young. Is even as a child, especially with my relationship with my mom and my dad to an extent, but mostly I'm thinking about with my mom right now, of you have to make, if she gets upset, you have to fix it in order to get back in her good graces. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, then you're bad. And you don't deserve certain things. You're not making, you know, you're not considering her. Her life is hard. Yada, yada, yada. She's good to you. She's been good to you. She's done so many good things, which this person has. So supportive of mm-hmm. me in so many ways. Mm-hmm. Looked out in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not in their good graces, that means I'm bad.
Mm-hmm. And you have to overlook some of the things that have hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or have dismissed you. You know,
manipulated,
or you have
in order to be good,
mm-hmm, or to be liked by them, be accepted, to be in relationship with them in a particular way, even if it was at the expense of your self. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's always going back to yourself in a way, you know. I guess harm, like direct harm, is when the things change a little bit, and this idea of protection becomes, or proving your point becomes real. But otherwise, they're just scratching and flaring up and inviting you. And that's why I like the idea of Sharon Salzberg. We talked about this before, real love, but she's a Buddhist. But when these situations of conflict come up, where our ego is flared up, where we feel like we have to fight or flight, that it's an invitation to a deeper love. And mostly it's a deeper love for ourselves, which then will extend to the other person. But thinking of how to respond to conflict with love as a weapon of disarmament and protection, and rather than like, I'm gonna fuck this nigga up, or I'm gonna prove this person wrong, I'm gonna make them look bad, I'm gonna prove what they did to me, which I feel like victimization is also like a spiral and addiction that a lot of us can fall into. And what she says, and I also think about I was trying to look for some quotes from Cole Arthur Riley, but I just didn't have the time to research it. But the very Christian theory of turn the other cheek and nonviolence mm-hmm. as a way of finding peace and ending conflict and seeking resolutions. And I think we all have that fucked up a little bit too, thinking that it's just like this passive thing when it could be this really powerful thing that I don't quite know how to unravel yet. But it just made me think about that. What do you think about that?
I think this was really helpful. I do. I think I have a lot to work through. You show me all the time. But this likable shit. Yeah. It's ego. It's likability. It's also control. wanting to be in control.
No, I think even deeper, it's a part of you that wants attention and love, right? And that's the part that you said that to me and I was like, yo, fuck you. It's also a part of like...
Wait, what?
Less than this, you in the past, you said I would do this thing where it's like, yeah, it's ego, it's me, you know, doing this thing. It's kind of like a place of like judgment, like I have to change this thing versus being like, oh, I have to love and embrace this part of myself that is begging for it, that is looking for it in every opportunity, every relationship of like, see me, feel me, hug me, hold me. Versus change me or stop me from acting out. It's just like it's an opportunity to love yourself, to be there for yourself in a way that somehow some way you didn't get it or it's been perverted in some way.
So when there's a narrative about us that we feel is untrue, because most often that happens when people, in my opinion, people are doing that in order to justify some feelings that they have, right? We just have to love ourselves more and be 10 toes down in who we are and understand the urge to want to rewrite that narrative and control that narrative to pinpoint what that's rooted in.
Yeah, I think
let the narrative go. The narrative is not important.
I think there's branches to it, right? Because there are some situations where people say something about us and then there's like their accountability part, because like we are harmful. We do cause harm. We do have to be accountable. And then, but that leads us back to like, but you can be accountable and rectify, hopefully with that person, but most importantly, the shame, the guilt, mostly the shame that comes up when you hurt someone else. It's like, it doesn't call for more punitive. You're a bad person. You don't know how to be in a relationship. It's like, oh no, you made a mistake. You have to forgive yourself.
I ain't hurt nobody.
I'm just saying there's all these stems to when people have narratives about us. But the deeper part of it, then it comes back to forgiveness, which requires compassion and love. And then there's the other part where people are lying about us.
That part is where I'm not just gonna love myself more. I'm saying something. If I need to.
Are you? Cause are you? Cause somebody, cause that's maybe what's happening. Are you going to
that
do
that? That is what's happening.
I'm so confused about where this just went.
No. No. If it's
a straight lie, meme where it's like, I'm gonna fuck a nigga up. Wait, no.
No, if it's a straight lie, if someone is maliciously lying, if someone's just alluding to shit, whatever, but if someone's maliciously lying and it could do damage, yeah, I am.
Sure. But they could go even 10 toes down and be like, no. This is what happened.
Whatever. And I'm sick of back this and forth. Fucking conversation. No. The back and forth, no.
It's we're not just, doing it.
That's not true. But okay. I don't know. It's hard. I don't have the answers for this. I think it's hard. It's hard when so many people have opinions. When you can see so many people's opinions. And it gives me a lot of things to think about when it comes to celebrity and how hard it must be to read untruths about yourself and not want to respond to every fucking thing. Like, what? That ain't it.
Yeah. Welp. All right, y'all. I don't know
if we got anywhere.
Did we?
Anyway.
Another episode.
I don't know. Pray for peace. Prove your point. You seem to be praying for peace and doing the internal work.
Maybe.
I seem to be
maybe
trying to do the internal work, but also ready to pounce. I can't do that for other people. I'm pouncing for other people for the most part, which also I got to chill with. What is that thing?
What is that thing?
I don't know.
What is it leading you to for yourself, for to loving yourself more? Yourself more? Seeing yourself more? Only you can answer.
Goodbye.
Who knows?
I love you.
Love you too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You have just heard an Around the Way Curls John. Follow them on Twitter at ATWCurls and Instagram at Around the Way Curls. We out early.
Very good.